Yes! Blue in the house! Yes, guys, we have a brand new president!
That's right!
It's Friday, y'all. It has not been officially confirmed. It has not been, but as of today, Friday, November the 6th.
November 6th.
That we have a brand new president of the United States.
And
of
her
America.
Name is Kamala. Oh, wait, sorry. Biden is. I'm over here just thinking about the future. Biden RIP, but no, yes.
Her name is Kamala Harris. You're right.
Kamala. Put some respect to it, Kamala.
Kamala, the first black Indian vice president. Yeah, we're going to give it the Indian part. I'm like, we want all. We're like, nah, the first black. That's it.
Yeah. The Indian community is like, nah, you ain't going to take this away from us, too.
And she's Jamaican, too, right? Or no? I thought she was a Jamaican Indian, like a mix of a little bit of everything.
I think
everything.
That's her black Jamaican. I know she's both Indian and black.
Yes, guys. It is to listen. I am so happy. I called it. Nobody was gonna win.
I'm so sorry for never believing you. But you also thought
Exactly. I can see what the trust was in there.
Yeah, in 2016, Sudi literally. It was like Donald Trump was winning by hundreds of votes, and Sudi was like, "Nah, I still think my girl Hillary got it."
Shout out to everybody
who motherfucking voted. Yo,
showed up and showed out. Really did it. Black American pulled through to this.
Black women pulled us through.
I mean, per usual.
Black women are always saving us. Black women are always saving. They're like, what y'all do now?
What y'all got fixed? The whole country.
Exactly.
All right. God damn it.
My hair tie.
Yes, I am so excited. I was thinking about it. I literally shed tears last night and I was praying to God and I was like, not because Biden is in office, guys. We're not celebrating that Biden's in office. Nah. We're celebrating that Donald Trump is out of the office. The fuck out. You're done. We're done with your fucking bullshit. Obviously, we don't know what's going to come after this. It's too early in the game. Like, as we were saying, it has not been 100% confirmed. But as of now, Donald Trump is out of the office. People have been celebrating everywhere.
It's not official yet.
Yeah.
It's right now, today, Friday.
Yeah, by the time you guys hear it, by the time you guys this podcast is released, it probably will be confirmed.
I don't think
so. Or maybe the next day will probably be confirmed. I think it will be confirmed by either Saturday or tonight. Yeah, what do you think?
I don't think so. I think even tonight we're still going to be at 264 to 214.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Because I was reading saying that the reason that Nevada is slow right now is because Trump is suing Clark County in Nevada. And they have a judge there to, like, literally go by ballot to confirm that it's not voter fraud. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's taking longer. It's not really Nevada. It's Trump. Mm-hmm. And so we see a lot of memes right now that are so funny. I'm like, damn, I feel kind of guilty that, like, I'm pushing these memes and stuff because it's a serious topic. But then I'm like, no, fuck it. All of Americans have been on edge since November 3rd. So it's like, why not have memes be like a release, you know, like a stress reliever a little bit?
Yeah, 1,000%. And obviously, we're millennials. We live in a generation where we don't take anything serious at all, including the presidential debate.
It's hilarious. Not to fly.
Literally, from the moment, like, it has been a complete joke. Yeah. But that's the thing about us, right? We had to find the humor in things because this has been a stressful ass motherfucking 4 years with this dude. It has been. People are still traumatized from him. Like, it literally has been. And so the fact that people are celebrating and people are just so happy that he's out of office is a huge win.
Bro, in Pennsylvania, they're dressed up as mailboxes, as the postal, what do you call them?
The
U.S. The blue ones,
the blue,
I don't know.
Yeah, the blue things where you guys put the mail. The
mailbox?
Mailbox.
Like, I'm like, is it a public mailbox? Like, what's the actual name? Because when I think of a mailbox, I think about like in a personal apartment one, but it's the big postal ones that you drop off letters.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, we are celebrating. I'm so happy. I don't want to get I don't want to get heartbroken and find out, like, Monday that he didn't get it. But as of now, it's looking like most likely the chances are that he's out of the office. And I was thinking about how this is kind of, like, a celebration. Like, we wanted to go out tonight. Like, I want to go out tonight. Yeah. I mean, people have been out protesting
every single day since voting started. Yeah.
Like literally Seattle, Philly, New York, New Jersey, they were all out last night celebrating.
Yeah.
And tonight I wanna go out because I was thinking about how, like, in a way this feels like a celebratory moment for many reasons. But we put in that work. I feel like for protesters,
talk about it.
Like everybody did their job, and I'm not discrediting anybody yeah. who told people to go out there and vote, and the voters yeah. who were like
donations, all that petitions, all that good stuff.
Yes, but for us protesters, this is such a huge moment. Yeah. It's like this is like what we were waiting for. We were putting our blood and sweat and tears out there, telling people to vote, get yes. this motherfucker out of office. And it seems like we finally did it. Like, at least we got something right, you know? Like, they gave us... We had a lot of wins throughout the summer.
Yeah.
But we also had a lot of L's. And this is definitely, like, the biggest win.
Yeah, it just makes you feel like your voice is actually being heard for the first time. And it's a beautiful thing. And shout out to all you, All Lives Matter, because all votes matter. And
okay. Y'all met a tail out of
time. How you feeling?
So butthurt. So butthurt, bro. Like, so many people calling fraud. So many people, like, we already knew this was going to happen because like, Donald Trump warned us.
Yeah.
That's exactly, literally what's happening, he told us. And we're like, what? Are you actually doing what you told us you were going to do?
Yeah.
But literally, they are so butthurt. And it's the funniest thing because, like, now you want to call fraud. But if it was Biden who was losing, you guys would have been okay.
You guys would be like, oh, you're being a sore loser. Like, if Biden was the one taking Trump to court, they would be like, oh, you're such a loser. Why are you doing that? You guys mm-hmm. are such snowflakes. You guys can't win, like, fair and square. And now we're chilling. The people have spoken. And, like... Once you I'm going to admit, I thought Trump was going to win, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, I think Trump's going to win. I feel like the Democratic Party is split up.
Yes.
You know, we have liberals and then we have the far left. And obviously, we're not Biden fans. We're going to keep it 100.
Right, right.
But yeah. But we did one of those things that is we did the lesser of two evils, right?
Yes.
It's that method or not voting for... you know, one of the parties because it's a morality thing. And we're not shitting on anybody that didn't do that because we totally understand.
Right.
But shout out to all the people that did do it and is getting Trump out of fucking office. Yes. I'm so excited.
Yes, I am so excited. And I was looking at the difference between this election and
talk about, oh my God, yes.
And how people, like, again, when we're saying you guys showed up and showed out, like, it really, really did.
The most votes, right?
Yeah, we had the most votes. Joe Biden had more votes
than Obama did.
And guys,
but shout out, is that because of Biden? Yet. It was because of the time.
Not because of Biden. Let's not get it
twisted. I don't want to gas him up.
Yeah, he was not the better candidate out of the two. It was literally just what it came down to. The worst of two evils, and people decided to vote for this guy the most. But by gender, like, the difference between 2016 and 2020, like, it went, actually, with women, it was around the same amount of votes. For Clinton. Remember when it was Trump versus Clinton?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, it's kind of around the same. For men, actually, Trump lost popularity. But, again, this is black men, obviously men of color, because white men are still supporting this motherfucker the same way they did 4 years ago with Clinton. So again, white people, when we call you guys out, it's for a motherfucking reason. Okay?
Talk about it.
The receipts show talk the true about color it. Of America. I'm just saying, like, it's not like people are making shit up. And again, it's always there. It's an easy research. But for you guys who don't know, white people, y'all need to get it together. Yeah, and Latinos. First of all, I'm going to talk to the Cubans.
Talk to the Cubanos.
Like, what the fuck is that? Like, what happened? Y'all is so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
We ain't smoking no more cigars, Cuban cigars, ever.
Florida and California. Like,
y'all got us fucked up.
Y'all
Florida, you are so... Listen, like, it's always Florida.
It's always Florida. And see, at this point, we should expect it. We should know.
Yeah, we should. Why do we always act surprised every time it's Florida?
Damn. I know, we do that surprise every time. We should just spend the words from
it was really funny because I think it was Univision or Telemundo. They were like, nah, we're going to show you the votes that Cubans are doing and then the Puerto Rican. Like, we're trying to separate it because obviously Latinos, we get all lumped up together. And that's not true. We aren't all the same as Latinos.
That's
you have to remember, we're not. Some people are more brainwashed and colonized. You feel me? Cubans, we talking to you.
Damn,
I mean, think about it. A lot of Cubans are white. I mean, there's black Cubans, white Cubans, you know, indigenous Cubans. But a lot of white passing Latinos and white Latinos are hella racist.
Yeah. And you know, guys, we've been talking with you guys
throughout. Trump don't fuck with y'all either. I don't understand.
Yes. We've been talking to you guys the whole summer about this and how white Latinos, the difference between us and the different ideologies that they have based on, like, what they have experienced here in the United States.
Exactly.
Like, they look at Trump as some type of savior. And that, bro. Like, he hasn't done anything. And that's the craziest part of it is, again, we mentioned this before, how literally he has verbatim said over and over how we're not welcome here, that he thinks we're fucking rapists and thieves and all these things. But, yeah, our people showed out and voted for him again.
Yeah, it's embarrassing as shit.
It's so embarrassing.
I also get embarrassed, like, when they're, like, gays for Trump. I'm like, what? Yo. What y'all doing? What?
Like, what? He literally wants to take your rights away from you. Yeah. And you over here voting for him.
Pence believes in conversion therapy.
Oh, God.
Pence believes in that. Like, you guys are so brainwashed. Come on.
Yeah, it's so sad. But it's, like, it's so sad, but it's expected, you know? Mm-hmm. The fact that, I think what a lot of people kept saying, like, the fact that this election was so close yet again.
Just shows you how people are not learning the last 4 years, how racist it still is. It's so weird, sweetie, because I'm like, damn, I can't believe it was that close. Even though I thought Trump was going to win by a landslide, I'm still disappointed that it is this close, but I'm so happy that it's unofficial, that Biden definitely won.
Unofficially, Biden won. Definitely a popular vote is going to go to Biden for sure.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Yeah.
But once again, for you guys that don't know the difference between the electoral vote and a popular vote, even if you do win the popular vote, that does not mean that you win the election.
Because I don't know who, they need to change the system. Well, the electoral college.
It has to go.
I literally, Sudi showed me this video about how it went down because I'm over here asking mad questions. Like, all right, so how do we pick the people? Like, who are these people that end up being the delegates for the Electoral College and stuff, you know? And, like, do we know them? Who are they? Are they trustworthy? Like, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, definitely, for the young people out there, or older people, like, know exactly everything about politics. Right.
Yeah, because, like you said,
we can't afford to
I'm glad that you said, like, young people, old people, too, because it's honestly everybody. And not to shame anybody who doesn't know about politics, right? Because some people, I can understand why people have lost trust in the voting system.
Yeah.
But just take this election as something that maybe you should start learning more.
Exactly.
And just get more educated on what's happening, for sure. Like, learn what the Electoral College vote is. Learn what the popular vote is. Just learn those little small things that you need to, you know, to pass down to your kids so they'll know the importance of it is when it comes to their time to vote. But, yeah, man, it's just so exciting. I'm so happy, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen to this country. Again, Biden is not our savior.
Nah, we don't fuck with Biden like that.
We did not vote for him.
We voted for Trump to get out.
Yeah, we did not vote hoping that he's going to do something for us, that he's going to be the
change. Please delete all my student loans ASAP, Biden, tomorrow morning.
But you know what we will do, Biden, is pull out them receipts, because you did say a whole lot of stuff.
You said we're going to take $10,000 off.
Like, okay, I'm going to need those $10,000 off, then I'm going to need that second stimulus check ASAP.
Talk about it. And then just throw another $10,000.
Care for all ASAP. Like, all the shit that you promised you will give us, we will hold you accountable.
Accountability.
Yes. Because the same thing with Donald Trump. He promised a whole bunch of shit. Where's the wall, huh? Where's the wall he promised you guys so hard?
Do you remember when the president of Mexico was like, we ain't paying for no goddamn wall. Okay. He made a whole paid commercial for it and everything. Yo, politics, the P in politics is for pet tea, okay?
And pedophile too. All right, yo, just throwing that out there. I'm gonna throw that in there because that's what we have now. Now we're left with a pedophile as a president. We had a racist, bigot, asshole, just a worse human being.
Now we have a pedo, Biden. Biden has to go. Yo, I'm going to be cheering, woo, and the next day I'm like, mama be protesting. Get Biden out of office! Get Biden out! Come on, look. But you still questionable too, sis.
Okay, Kamala is questionable, and she is, but, you know.
Representation does matter. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, excuse any reactions, though. You feel
like, a lot of people who don't like Obama, and a lot of people feel like Obama wasn't the greatest president. Like, listen, we got a black president in the house.
Girl, for real.
He was a great president. Obviously, it's politics. Everybody's going to have different opinions. But, like you said, representation matters.
For
sure. Kamala is there. Think about what that's going to do for every little black girl in this
black
country.
Indian,
you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, black and Indian.
Come on now.
I'm not going to give that answer. I'm like,
I see that.
Blackity black. But not. No, I get it. Like, every girl of color, what that would do to her, looking at that. So, shout out to, once again, everybody who voted, everybody who waited in line for hours.
She's going to be the first woman vice president, right?
Mm-hmm,
this first. Is historic, too. Yeah. She's going to be the first. Yeah. And the first vice president ends up being a woman of color.
Yeah, that's amazing. Awesome. Yeah, that is so dope. It's incredible to know that we are getting there little by little. AOC, we already know you're coming for this.
Girl,
seat.
We already know you're the president.
We already know. Yeah, you're president. My president is AOC.
You're
going to be my president for the next 12 years until you get to office.
The only acronym I like is AOC.
That's
okay.
It, baby. Yes.
AOC is for the POC. Okay. Ooh.
Damn, you should be our campaign.
Honestly, I'm not gonna front. I'm so mad that nobody thought about that yet.
We should be AOC's hype man. Yo. When she goes into the
AOC is for POC. AOC is for POC. Hold on, do I have a lawyer? Not yet, but I need to hire one so he can patent it.
Patent that real quick.
Real quick, like Michelle, you can't patent word mouth. Okay.
Yeah, let me let. And then what people gonna be like? Well, what about us? Huh? What about us?
I'm like, I got you. White ain't right. White
ain't. It sure ain't, because y'all really didn't show
bro,
up.
Bro, collectively. Let me use the word collectively, because I'm not trying to come out racist. But I feel like I shouldn't. Yeah, you're right. Thanks, dude. For having my back reminded me. But I'm just like, I don't know. I think we could have the space to be like, what's up, white America? Like, Sudi, there was a map that showed how the maps would look like if it was a electoral map. So people of color, the map was all blue.
Mm.
Women, the majority was all blue, except like some of the southern states that were red. For men, it was majority red, except a lot of like, you know, New York and like the other states were blue. For white people, it was more red than anything. For white women, it was the same thing, but a few more blue. For college educated white people, it was a lot red, but a little bit more blue. And then non-college educated white people, literally almost all red, besides like, you know, New York, New Jersey, and states like that. And then white men, what, the majority all red, besides like three states.
That just, listen,
white men, again, I never learn y'all
smash. And it's okay to vote red if you want to vote red. It's okay to vote blue if you want to vote blue. There should be more parties. There definitely should be more.
100%.
But we're talking about the election this
right
time
now.
Around.
Right now. Yeah. Because some people are like, no, but I'm a Republican because of businesses and we want less government involved and et cetera, et cetera. It's like, okay, everybody has different points of views how they want politics to work. But what people aren't putting in play is character.
Exactly.
It's like, you guys are going to excuse him from his character because he's helping you with taxes or businesses and money.
Right.
But he's out here literally brutalizing the marginalized people. Like, get the hell out of here.
And I love the fact that, like, the map showed how non-educated white folks mostly would have been all red. And it shows. That does make sense. Because even when they were complaining about Biden's tax cut policy that he wants to create, they were bitching about it, and this doesn't even apply to them. Talking about the 400, if you make more than $400,000, and then people were like, "What? That is crazy!"
The guy that makes $35,000 a year
at Walmart making $750, like, how does this apply to
you? It doesn't
you?
Even apply to you or anybody in your family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. So if it doesn't apply, let it fly, bro. Like, and you just
I like that.
Like,
if it doesn't apply, let it fly.
Like, for real, and just worry about the policies that actually matters to you. If that doesn't matter to you, why would you even complain? You know?
Why do people empathize more with billionaires and millionaires than people that are literally dying? Is it because the majority of billionaire millionaires are white old men, and the majority of people that are in low income are people of color, black people, women and children? Oh, y'all don't see the correlation here?
Come on, guys. We've been talking to you guys for months now. That's what happens when you make a change.
I thought the whole world was listening to this podcast.
I know, right? What happened? But yeah, at least we had this asshole out of the house unofficially. But
It's so funny, Sudi, because, well, everybody, it was my birthday a few days ago.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And Sudi's birthday is coming up as well in a few weeks. And we actually went to Puerto Rico COVID-free.
Yes.
You know, strict and everything. Got tested, got an Airbnb far away from people. So we tried to live it up as possible, like as most as possible in this climate that we're in. And it's so funny because literally we jump right back into the political world right where we landed. I mean, and even in Puerto Rico, we were like watching the whole elections and everything. And Puerto Rico was, they had their elections of wanting to become a state or state, right? Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, they were going through their own election on the 3rd. So we were still in Puerto Rico for election day. Mm-hmm. And we knew we weren't going to get the results right away. But for Puerto Ricans, they were going to get it that same night. Yeah. So it was very interesting to even speak with local Puerto Ricans who were telling us about the voting system and how it works over there. How some of them were able to vote for the primary, but they were not able to vote for the general election.
Weird.
And it's so strange. Like, so many little different intricate rules that they have. That like it makes them not being able to like participate, but they can participate. So I can see why a lot of them wanted to vote. Like, they vote every time they have a chance to vote. A lot of people vote for them to become a separate state.
Yeah,
and obviously it's up to the United States to take them seriously and be like, hey, what are we going to do about Puerto Rico? And they never do. But yeah, so we were in Puerto Rico. We literally Puerto like, Rico. In a beautiful ocean, looking at
the God,
water.
The palm trees.
But like Michelle was like, guys, it's 265 to 214 right now. Like, oh my God, like constantly just checking. And I think like for some of us, I make the conscious choice of not be as involved when I was in Puerto Rico with the election because I wanted to relax and enjoy it. Because
you knew what we were going to come back to anyway.
Exactly. I knew the moment we touched down that I was going to go right back into it. So I was like, for now, let me just focus
and
on this.
Be present and be there.
But it was just so interesting. And Michelle, like, we had a blast. It was like,
it was a great trip. It was a great trip. It was very fun.
It was so much fun. And yeah, your girl Michelle is 28 years old now.
You know, I'm wiser. They call me that one. Well, I feel like I have a sprained ankle.
Oh, yes.
I'm called that one-legged bitch. Hey, one time for the one-legged bitch. Ow, two times. If it's your birthday.
Yeah, I can clearly hear that we had a blast in Puerto Rico. And hear we that? Fucking did. How do you feel about turning 28?
Oh, man. All right, cool, cool, cool. Turning 28. Ooh, it's crazy, right? I feel like when you turn 27, that's like your first year. Because I feel like 26 is the end of your middle ages. It's like 20. Mid-20s. It's like 24, 25, 26. And then 27, 28, 29 are like your late 20s. So 27 was like the beginning of that for me. 27 was the year that everybody was like, oh, you're 27? I didn't know. You don't look like it. And I was like, oh, no, it's starting. I think I look my age, though. Like, I don't think I look younger. I don't think I look, like, super old. I feel like if you guess I'm 28, that's how old I feel like I'm going to look like. Which is so interesting. But it's okay because it's beautiful. It's another year.
Because what does a 28-year-old look like? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Are we supposed to have, like, you have 5 wrinkles, so you look like you're 26, not quite 28.
Yeah.
Like,
let me look at your white hairs. Like, it's like, okay. But, you know, your girl officially didn't die on her 27th birthday.
She beat the 27.
I don't know if it's called, I think it's a 27-year-old club, and everybody that might know it or not, it's when... like celebrities, because I'm a celebrity. It's when people die at the age of 27, right? We have Jimi Hendrix, we have Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, so many other people. Damn, I can't think right now. Jim Morrison, and they died at the age of 27. So that was like the curse. It's like, so I honestly was nervous.
You were?
Yeah. Well, because I was like, damn, I'm going to Puerto Rico. Planes and crash. And I'm like, let me beat it right there. So when it hit midnight, I was like,
you said, let me beat it right there.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? Like, what if I beat it in Puerto Rico?
And then,
but there's like that 1 hour. No. Like, so I turn 28 in Puerto Rico at midnight. I'm like, I did it. But then that 1 hour before I turn 28 in America, it happens. Like, fuck, it wasn't international, but that was really beautiful. Thank you, Sudi, for being a part of my 20th birthday. It was so awesome. I had a great time at the beach, talking to God, listening to the waves, like embracing the sun. You know, look at my face. I'm melanated. You know that, Sudi. But someone thought I was light-skinned black yesterday, so I'm winning.
Michelle, guys, she's working through this identity.
Oh, yeah, 28.
Guys, she's going to get it together.
I'm about to make a whole post, babe. You see me?
I know, right? She's like, I'm over it.
But anyway, the y'all think Dominicans.
Y'all can tell me about my own identity, so I can.
I'm embracing myself and who I am.
That's right, girl. That is right.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how literally I've celebrated your birthday since you were 13.
Yeah.
Till 28. I was like, damn. I know this girl for way too long.
What you mean? Not long enough, Mas.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, baby. But no, Michelle had a blast. I'm so happy. Like, everybody did a show love to her. Shout out to you guys.
Word.
Because it's so dope. Like, I said to you in the car, it's so dope that people, when other people appreciate a person the same way that you appreciate them. Because they can see how genuine and nice of a person you are. So it was really, really dope to see Especially when everybody's giving her shout outs and stuff.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
But yeah, so then what happened? We decided to... Actually, we didn't decide.
No.
We were debating for the longest. I don't know if you guys have heard us say this before in other episodes. Shout Talk out to about all it. Seven of y'all.
all single, every single one of them.
That we wanted to get matching tattoos. Yes. Remember that Michelle definitely has called me out before on the show talking about how fake I was because I almost got him done with another person. And we Anna. Keep going like that.
Call her out.
She's like, what, Patty? No, Anna. The
she lives in Atlantic City. Shout out to my girl. She's dating.
And we kept talking about it. And this also taught me so many lessons. Just this tattoo.
No, I promise you. Funny.
So we've been talking about how we wanted to get 7053, which is Rosa Parks' mugshot number, when she got arrested for not giving up her seat
in the Montgomery
boycott.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to the Montgomery movement. So we've been talking about it, and we're like, yeah, we're gonna do it, but we never do it. And when we went to Puerto Rico, we were like, oh shoot, we should just do it here.
Yes, I wanted to get a tattoo in Puerto Rico, which is so funny because we went with two of our close friends, and then they knew that our other friend Maria gifted us this gift. She wanted us to open it before we go to Puerto Rico, right? Our birthday gift, and Sudi left it here by accident, so we did it. So we didn't even have time to marinate on it. So when we come back from Puerto Rico, our friend was really adamant about us opening the gift, right? And then our other roommate was recording us. So when we opened it, she booked us our tattoo appointment.
Yeah.
She paid for it. She tipped it and everything. And
yes, man.
You should see me and Sudi's freaking facial expressions. Oh my God. Freaking out. It was a beautiful ass gift. And it literally... She said it, Sudi. She was like, you guys been talking about it. You guys aren't going to do it because you're letting fear hold you back. And it's so beautiful to have friends like that to give you that nudge and be like, listen, everything's laid out. Like, you have nothing to fear. Just do it. It's all there for you.
Yo.
Literally.
So dope at the fact. I mean, the tattoo was amazing. Everything was great. But the fact that she added the tip to it.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, damn.
You're a real one. Maria, you're a real one, Maria. One.
You paid for it and you added the tip.
And I know you did 20 or 25. And not only that, she looked for an artist that was a black woman too. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about the details. The details was so beautifully like chosen. Like, she picked a black young tattoo artist. The birthday card that she gave us is biodegradable. I think that's how you pronounce that.
I don't know if it's
cut it into and then you like throw it in the backyard, and I think like a plant can grow from it.
Yeah, if you have to, you plant it, and it says it's a Pacific Northwest photo. Plant this handmade cotton paper that will sprout if you give it sunlight, soil, and water.
That's so
It's so beautiful.
Dope.
It was such a beautiful car.
Oh, my God. I literally, like, the trip to Puerto Rico, like, it was just, like, a full 360. Like
it really
the
was.
Giving the tattoo kind of closed
the chapter of the trip. Or maybe it's open in the beginning.
Maybe.
Of who we are. Yeah.
But I was saying this about, like, closing it because I was thinking about how... In Puerto Rico, we were thinking about doing it, right? And you was like, oh, but if we're in Puerto Rico, we want to get something different. I would get
the Rosa Parks one because it's not in America. Yeah.
Because it's not as significant. And it's so interesting that it, like, when we got it done, it's literally around election time. It's literally around, like, it's like a small, again, talking about victories, right? Like, this kind of stamps the victory.
Honestly, you know?
That's how I felt.
No, I feel the same way. Yeah. To me, it's a lot of meanings for this tattoo. It's like, one, she was a badass black woman that held her space and didn't give it to, you know, a white man. And that symbolizes all of us out there protesting every single day. And not only did she do that, it was all strategized. You know what I'm saying? She organized it. And that's what her history doesn't want to express. It's not just a woman saying no and she was stubborn. It was like, no, she came there with the purpose to make a statement and protest. And me and Sudi, we've been doing that this summer with everyone. And it's just a moment and the climate that we're in. It's just so many beautiful and to me, the mugshot is like a symbolism of liberation and abolition and rebellion.
That's rebellion. For me, immediately, like, I agree with everything that you just said, and also rebellion is for me like, fuck the system.
Fuck
literally
the system.
Exactly what we've been saying. And it was just like a beautiful moment.
Yeah, it was so layered.
It was
so beautiful.
So dope. And I was just sitting there and I was telling Maria. Our friend who gifted us this, that I was so happy because I love learning things about myself and challenging myself. I don't like challenging myself. No, I'm not going to lie and say that I like challenging myself. But when I do challenge myself and I beat it, it's so rewarding, you know, because I'm not going to be like, oh, I have to do this every single day because, you know, you have to be present. But for me, I was going to get this tat so long ago. And I remember I was so terrified. Like 5 years, right? I was literally sitting in a chair. Yeah, 5 years ago with my friend Anna. And I'm sitting in a chair, about to get it done. And I bitched out because I was so fucking scared. And when I get there, I'm like, yo, this time around, I have to get it done. I have to get it done. It's Michelle here. Like, it's symbolism. Like, we're best friends. Are we going to get it done? And the moment she started pressing the needle, I was like, oh, shit.
This is nothing the way you thought it was going to be.
And your fear just leaves. The fear literally was, like, preventing me, like, literally had me stuck to the, fear does that to you. It enables, like, it stops you from doing anything and everything. It gets to your brain and it tells you that you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. And it takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, 2 seconds for you to realize that you can do it the whole time. Yeah. It's so crazy. So that was such a dope moment for me because I'm like, yo, I can do all things that I set my mind into doing.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And once again, shout out to Maria. It was a dope.
Yeah, and shout out to Zena, right? Our tattoo artist.
Yes. She was so dope.
And shout out to my mom that's gonna murder me when she finds out. I mean, I've been prepping them for a long time that I've been wanting to get a tattoo, and the fear wasn't really the pain. It was my parents getting really mad at me. But then I kind of got, like, after I got it, I was like, I got like this wave of like calmness, and I was like, it doesn't matter when I get it or not. Like, they're never gonna approve, so what's the point, right? And it's like, I've been trying to have logical conversations with them, but their old school mentalities and, you know, them being irrational, it's just not working out. So it's like, I'm going to have to bend over backwards and appease everybody just because they don't understand. Like, I'm still the same character. I'm still, my heart has not changed. Who I am has not changed at all. So that's why I find it so silly for that, you know?
Yeah, that's that old school mentality that literally just prevents you from seeing anything. I was like, I love that you see that, because that you said that you was like, they're gonna be mad now or they're gonna be mad later regardless. Yeah. Like, and that's just get it done and over with. Your mom's not gonna love you any less. It was so funny, like, my dad literally FaceTimed me while Michelle's getting tatted on the chair, right? And I'm like, oh, should I answer this FaceTime? Should I answer it? And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna answer it. And the first thing I do is I just point at my tattoo, and my dad's looking at it like, did you just write that on your arm with a pen or something?
Yeah.
And then I told him, and he did not, he only said 2 words. I was on the phone with him for like 10 minutes, and he only said 2 words. We were like, okay.
So he clearly did not.
No, he was not. He was about not it. Happy about it, but it was so good, because I'm like.
But I'm glad, like, you told your mom that you're on your way getting it done.
Yeah. And my mom was like, no, but don't get in a place where you can't get a job. And I was like, Mom, the job that I want
would not require
to cover my tattoos, okay? Yeah. Like, no. But I'm so glad that this happened. I'm so glad that we did it.
Yeah.
What happens when you don't like your tattoo? What happens?
You're like, everything was lined up perfect. Love it so much. Like, symbolism. And then Sudi's like, wait, I hate my tattoo. I'm like, what?
Yo, it's so funny. And I think that this is normal. For people who have tats, please let me know if this is a normal thing. Because the more I keep looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I like it. So I think I don't know if I'm freaking out because it's a tattoo that is permanent on my body and will never go away. I mean, I could get it removed.
Literally, you can get it removed, but.
Yeah, but like.
I'm like, do we want to cost money?
I'm like, nah.
That's how poor we are. We're like, it's permanent because I cannot temporarily see myself giving money for this.
For real. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But I know I'm going to love it again because it's just one of those things that I'm just.
Because right when you got it, you loved it.
Yeah, I love it. I love the position. I love how small it is. Like, yeah. I love everything about it.
And then right afterwards, you're freaking out, like, hours later.
I was freaking out, yeah. But it's going to come. Some people are like, is that your apartment number? Is that,
I think that's what triggered it. But the same person that said that also said it was low-key the goatest, the goatest, greatest of all time tattoo.
Yeah, it is a pretty cool tattoo, y'all.
I think it's a pretty cool tattoo. It's a good tattoo. I mean, listen, it's 4 digits, right? It's the mugshot of Rosa Parks, right? Which is symbolic as fuck. And not everyone's going to know that. So obviously people are going to be like, what is that? Is that a date? Is that this and that, et cetera? And that's when it's cool to tell the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times do we go up to people and we're like, oh, what does this tattoo mean? What does that mean? So like, I think that's what it is. Like, is it an apartment number? It's like, okay, damn, how much do I love my apartment? Then I'm going to put my apartment number on it.
Yeah, it could be so many different things. So I wouldn't mind when people start asking us what it means. Yeah. It's just going to be like, oh, okay. And then you have to probably be like, do you know who Rosa Parks is? But it's fine. I don't think I have to go into that.
Well, 1955.
Yeah. I know, right? Like, I have the whole outline. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody who, again, is listening to us. We are working on season 4 the Power Pro Girls. We're actually, guys, we're fancy. We have a whole studio.
Yeah, we do.
And we're going to record our first 2 episodes this week.
That's exciting.
And we just want to give you guys better content. Just get better, right? Like, you guys are taking the time to listen to us.
Better visuals, audio.
Yeah, to give you guys better quality. And we just get in there. We're still working on the clothing line and that we want to get for you guys, merchandise, because you know we want to be fly.
Yo, shout out to Latino X Radio.
Yes.
They went to the Latin award show in Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah. The summit, the Latino Latinx summit.
They showed up, they showed out, they looked really nice, they were dressed, shout out to them. It's just beautiful. I'm super excited for like all the things to come. I know COVID's in between all of this, but like, I guess what we can tell you guys, we should drop knowledge, not that I'm 28, I'm very wise, but it's something that Sudi always says, and I really like it, and I've taken it from her. It's find the joy, because I didn't know that there was a difference, Sudi, between happiness and joy, and you're the one that taught me that. Happiness is external things that, you know, you can get. You get a new laptop, you're excited, you're happy, new phone, new whatever, but if those things get taken away from you, your happiness is fleeting with them, right? But when you find that joy, the internal joy, you bring it with you everywhere inside. It's like one big jar. And then also, the truth is, if you have that joy, it can spill out to other people. Oof. And that's where self-love comes in. If you have all that love for yourself, you can just give it to people and not feel empty, you know? Yeah. And it's so true. I always think about that. People that just don't like themselves and live in their own misery, they give that energy out to other people, whether they like it or not. And vice versa for people that can just attract love as well.
Yeah.
So it's really important to, like, the first step is to love yourself if you want any healthy relationships, friendships, et cetera, et cetera.
That's so true. And I think, like, the year winding down and we only have 2 months left. Less than 2 months left.
The whole world better be outside. Like,
oh, my God.
Unless we're in lockdown. Yeah.
But for real, like, how long are we going to be in this? But because we are getting that third wave. But it's really, like, it's so true. Like, find that joy. Find that joy within you. That happiness is momentarily. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with just seeking happiness. It's fine to have it.
Yeah, of course.
But just know that that's not what you want your overall being to be consumed by. You want it to be consumed by pure joy and love. That literally is the thing that moves this world around.
Moves everything.
It really is. Like, I know people say, like, money rules everything. It does. Clearly
love has to conquer all. Love
have anything, but no,
that's why we're lovers.
Love does it, man, and it will move anything. It will move the meanest person, the most hideous, like the most bigotry, the most racist person. Is if you can teach them how to love, if you can teach them how to have pure joy for themselves, so many things could change. But again, nobody got time for that, because that's a whole lot of things. You got trauma, you got your own shit dealing.
Redirect your energy, kid.
We can't.
I can't be the same Michelle that used to argue with old white people from different states years ago, from southern states.
Yeah, no, it comes with change, and I think 2020. That's the thing that everyone's gonna ask everybody. What did you learn this 2020? Like in December 31st, I feel like everyone's gonna be sitting down reflecting. Like, this was a wild year.
No, 2020 has been that year, and I remember the year before that. I think it was 2016. That was like that crazy year. Like, I think that was
2016.
I think 2016 was also crazy, and there was a lot of celebrities, but nothing tops 2020 right now. Nothing tops this. 2020. I mean, the whole pandemic, like we could go on and on and on and on. Yeah. Personal, I think personal stuff, and then like worldwide. That's why 2020 can't be like.
Yeah, and I hope, and I keep thinking to myself, I'm like, damn, I should have wrote the journal when we first got into quarantine. When Kobe died, I should have gotten a journal, because I feel like that was the start of everything.
Oh, no. That's facts. Look, when Kobe died, the whole world went downhill. Yeah. Like, Kobe, you see how much you're missed, bro?
Damn, Kobe, that's how much you're
missed. Nah, I'm not going to lie. That, like, month of when Kobe died affected the whole world.
Yeah, the entire world. And I was like, damn, from there on out, I should have started writing it, because then we started quarantine. Then after that, so many people started getting sick. And then, like,
sociopathic excess.
Yeah, exactly. So make that list of all the things that you didn't accomplish and the things that you did accomplish, because don't focus only on the negative things of 2020. 2020 has also given us so many good things, at least for me. Yeah. And I definitely know that for different people.
Yeah.
So focus also on the positive things of 2020. So maybe you can bring that into 2021. Because 2021, I have the feeling it's going to be a crazy ass year.
You think so? It's like, I feel like it's like year one. It's like the reset is like 2021. It's like, so we're starting over everything. I don't know how it's going to be. Because I didn't know how it was. Honestly, though, Sudi, last year, the one we celebrated New Year's, literally is like the perfect way to start the craziest fucking year of our lives with people that were crazy liars. Yeah. That's how long it's been. Yeah. When we started New Year's.
Yeah,
it feels like yesterday.
We started with both. We were both dating. We were both dating two fucking liars.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Right?
And then, like,
then we were supposed to drive somewhere in Brooklyn to see the fireworks. And then we're like, and then he's like, nah, do you want to just chill on a rooftop at my friend's place? And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
We ain't settling for shit no more, Sudi.
We ain't settling for a goddamn motherfucking thing.
Oh my God. And then, remember when you were in the Uber?
Oh my God, yeah. It was all, like, new, like 2020 started crazy. So it was even before Kobe.
I think it was literally symbolic, though, of like the year to come.
Yeah.
And now, I guess maybe 2020 has taught us a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not to settle.
Yeah. We're definitely going to do an episode of the pros and the cons of 2020.
Like, we should definitely do that. We should do that.
And I want you guys to do it with us. So, like, when we do release that episode, have your little notebook with you, that little wine, and reflect with us on what 2020 has been.
Oh my God, maybe we can do it. Like, I mean, obviously closer to the end of the year, you know what I'm saying?
Susan? Yeah, like towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if people would do it the 31st, but maybe like the 30th or like something like we can do, like, let's do, maybe we'll do a live episode actually.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, get to, like a virtual one. We're like, get together and let's talk about this
shit.
And
like
have
that.
Some wine.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a virtual episode on 2020, a year and
And then obviously we should pay our respect to all the
lives. Guys, I love how we're planning an episode as we're talking to you guys.
You hear me?
We're
like, anyway, I'm like, so what do you guys think?
I know, right? Yeah, that's how our brain works.
But if you guys have any ideas or anything, please feel free to hit us up.
Yeah.
We always say every week, like, hit us up with anything.
Yeah,
and then we never get, she's looking dry as hell on our DMs.
Yeah, mad dry. But we love you guys. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Thank you guys for being here on this Friday night.
Yeah, man.
Please, if you're going to go out there and celebrate responsibly.
Please be safe.
Because these cops are out here trying to fuck everybody up.
Bro, and their riot gear and everything. Please stay safe, guys. Fuck Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, 45, you're out.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye.